All right, you're listening to Inside the Huddle with Coach Zwan. I'm Austin Williams.
And I'm Coach Zwan.
And we had a great game this last game.
A good game. We'll call it a good game. No, we call it a great game. But
it was a great game to watch, I'll say at the very least.
The second half was fun to watch, yes, for sure. But it was a good game. We did some of the things we were hoping to do. And in the second half, we kind of decided to go a little fast. I think we may start doing that more often because I think it settles Coop down a little bit and he kind of can just make quick reads and get going. And I thought our defense played a lot better this past week. So we did take a couple steps forward. We still make a few mistakes along the way, and the first half was a little tough getting rolling. But we finally did a couple of good things. If you'd say, hey, let's take the second half and keep playing that way from going forward now, that's a good jumping off point for us. I think we've kind of settled down from a team standpoint, who's all going to play and where they're going to play and what we expect out of them. I think it took us a little bit longer than it normally does because we had a bunch of transfer guys in here that we were trying to make sure we got them in the right spots. So we may have taken a little bit longer getting to that point than I wanted to, but I think we're there now. But we got a really tough game coming up, and actually tough like two or three or four games coming up. So we got to play our best football in the next few weeks.
So, as you said, like the first half wasn't as well as the second half.
Yeah.
Going into, the second half, how was like the mindset going with that?
You know, it was 14-7 at halftime. I felt like, hey, we're going to win this game. We just got to get ourselves straight. I really thought it was winnable for sure. The thing we decided at halftime was to go fast. We've gone fast many times in the past. But again, when you go fast, everybody on the field has to know their assignments, know what they're doing, and they're going to stay in one spot. We haven't really – it's been a while – well, it took us a little time to get everybody in the spots. So we haven't really practiced going fast because we haven't really had the kids in the right spots. But we do a two-minute drill every week. So we thought, okay, let's just start with that idea. Two-minute drill, then we'll work into going fast. And I think that especially what happened in the third quarter, I've been talking about this for a few weeks now, there's been wind issues pretty much every week for the last few weeks. In the third quarter, they decided to give us the wind because they wanted the wind in the fourth quarter. And in a 14-7 game at the time, I was thinking, that could come into play because if it's close at the end, somebody needs to make a field goal. It's nicer to have the wind with you than against you. But the idea of going fast played into our hands there because we got the wind. And we went fast, which means we got more offensive plays in with the wind. I think that was key in us banging out a few touchdowns, a couple touchdowns, a field goal. All of a sudden, we're up. But the biggest play of the game was the fumble return. That was such a big play because it's 14-point turnaround. They're on the one. They don't get in. The ball pops out. We take it 99 for a touch. Obviously, that's such a huge play in the football game. Even though I still felt like we were playing well and we had – not that we had the game in hand, but I felt like we were going to win the game, that play really solidified it at that point.
I think it also broke a record. I think it was like 1956 was the 98.
So I was talking to somebody. It's hard to not have the record when you do 99 because you don't really return a fumble from the end zone. You rarely do that. If somebody fumbles in the end zone, you just jump on it and live with it. So you pick up the one that the one because you don't want anybody else jumping on it. So you can't go much further than 99. So
yeah,
it's got to be a record, I guess.
With the first half, I guess kind of focusing more so, is there anything you feel like they would like learned? Because the second half you said was pretty good defensively and all that. From the first half, what have you said you've like learned to use forward?
Well, you can always learn from it. We just weren't reading it as well as we should have. Like, just the entire – there were things open we weren't hitting. There were things that we could have done that we weren't doing. So, yeah, we learned. Did we learn it by halftime? No, we learned it after the game. But we did make some changes that helped us in the second half. And then defensively, you could see we were playing better defense. We gave up a couple long passes. So that kind of – the yardage number doesn't look good. But I think overall, we had a bunch of stops. We turned the ball over. Things we hadn't been doing. And we started doing those. And I think we hit a little bit better. We kind of have been not playing a little soft up until Saturday. And I thought we played a little more physical Saturday. So all those are things we can take into this Saturday. And that's really what I'm hoping happens.
All right. Well, I think next we have a couple of questions from the audience.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready for them.
All right. So from the audience questions, first one is from Josh from Quakertown. And they asked, Cooper had a much better second half, leading a couple touchdown drives, including a nice pass to Seals out of the locker room. What was the message with him at the half that got him going down the stretch?
Yeah, so when we go fast, Coop is sort of making decisions quickly. I feel like, you know, we've seen it in practice. When we run a two-minute drill, he runs a two-minute drill really well. And we just kept thinking, man, maybe we should do that and just put him in that position where he just makes a decision and does it rather than trying to think about the whole entire field. He's still a young quarterback, so if we narrow it down, he just has to think about a segment of the field. I think he's better that way. So I think that's part of what happened. We kind of let him just kind of make decisions quickly and on just certain areas so that he was comfortable with that. I think that helped him a lot.
Then the second question is Charlie from Mount Airy. Bringing Shane Mosley back this week for the first time since week two. Talk about the impact he had defensively on what was a pretty good day overall for our defense.
All right, first impact is leadership. Shane's a really smart football player, and our young kids, who we have a lot of them running around out there, they look to him for leadership. He's talking guys through things. He's making sure guys are lined up. So he's a coach on the field. So from that standpoint, everybody else on the field with Shane out there feels better because he's going to help them a little bit in alignment and in adjustments. Plus, Shane's a more of a physical presence in the secondary, and he comes up and makes hits. He had a nice interception, kind of a little lucky thing that it went out of one kid's hands and into his hands. But he makes that's kind of play he can make. And so there's no question that his presence was a lot for us defensively.
Another question is Brett from Wilmington. The team rebounded well from a rough first quarter offensively, starting to get things moving the second quarter and then moving very well in the second half. What do you think Shippensburg was doing early that was causing those early headaches? And what adjustments were made to be able to make a turnaround?
Yeah, I mean, Ship was putting some pressure on the quarterback, which we probably, I don't know, I think that was our fault as much as Shippensburg. I don't think we did a good job protecting Coop early. And then again, once we go fast, that makes it a little bit hard for them to sub. It makes it hard for them to run different stunts and everything. So we kind of started catching them in one defense, and that was a little bit easier for offensive line. So I think that's the piece that maybe helped us out some, was we kind of took them out of their stunt game, and then that helped us from an offensive line standpoint. So it wasn't a whole lot about what Ship was doing. It was what we weren't doing early on that we started to do after the first quarter.
And the last question for you is Edgar from Allentown. What was the explanation on the double kickoff late in the fourth quarter when Shippensburg appeared to have fumbled the kick?
Okay. So that was an explanation that had a lot of expletives to it. The reality is their kid was fair catching the kick. Now, it was interesting. When we popped it up, I knew we were going to pop it up because we were kicking against the wind. And we popped it up, and I turned to see where it was going to land, and I saw what looked like a tight end trying to catch the kickoff. That's a positive from our standpoint. It's not a real kickoff returner catching the ball. So I thought he might struggle catching this ball. And he did the fair catch sign. Then he dropped it. Well, the official on our sidelines thought he was going to catch it. So as soon as it kind of hit him with a fair catch, the official wanted to blow the whistle quickly so he didn't get hit. So he blew the whistle. So it's called an inadvertent whistle, which means they have to redo the play. Well, of course, we got the ball. And at that point in the game, we really had a chance to pretty much run the clock out, maybe put another score up, and really just put the game away at that point. So I was not a happy person that he had an inadvertent whistle. He was as apologetic as he could be, but so what? I accept your apology, but don't. Why'd you do that? And then, of course, the other officials were coming to his aid to try to say, hey, stop yelling at him. But why should I stop yelling at him? So anyhow, at one point, I thought the official was going to throw a flag on our sidelines. And I said, hey, don't throw a flag on us because you guys screwed up. And then he just shook his head yes and went back to the field. So, but it was a little bit disappointing. Obviously, if the game was closer, that would have been a huge play in the game. It was enough where they did score with 2 seconds left, but the game was pretty much out of reach at that point. So, yeah, I was not happy.
Yeah, I could see why it could be frustrating. but, yeah, those are the questions for this week.
Well, and when you really look at it, let's say that we get the ball there and we put another touchdown in. And the final score is 45-17. Well, boy, that sounds to our kids, hey, that's a heck of a football game for us. Well, in the end, it's 38-28. It's still a good win. You feel good about it. But it could have been one of those where you walk away saying, hey, you know, maybe we have turned the corner, you know. I still think we did feel that way, but the numbers on the scoreboard always affect the players, much more than coaches, but it affects the players more so.
All right. Well, then I think we'll start be looking at the game coming up next.
Sounds good. All right, we're here with Isaiah McPherson, who was our special teams player of the week this week. So, Zay, kind of introduce yourself to the Westchester football family. Tell us a little bit about where you're from, your family, and all that kind of thing.
All right. Isaiah McPherson. I play cornerback here at Westchester. This is my fifth and final year. I came in 2019 as a freshman. Missed out on the COVID, so this is my last year of eligibility. From Allentown, Lehigh Valley area. Went to Amaze High School. I'm right now currently living with my grandparents, raised by my mom. So everything's
all right, so talk through that. You're raised by your mom.
Yeah.
How many brothers and sisters?
So I'm an only child, but I have half siblings. I have four half siblings: Jordan, Eva, Ebony, Ezekiel, and then I have a bunch of cousins, extended family that I'm also really close with too.
So your mom remarried?
Yeah.
Is that that's where you got siblings?
Yeah.
Siblings. And how you end up with your grandparents?
So just growing up, just moving in house to house with my mom, and now like.
So you live with your grandparents when you were growing up with your mom?
I live with my mom growing up, but currently right now I'm living with my grandparents.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. And are they in Allentown also?
Yep.
Okay.
Allentown. Right. Yeah.
So, what's your major?
My major is interdisciplinary studies, and that comes with minors. So, I'm minoring in philosophy and contemplative studies, which is also just philosophy. So.
Okay. And so you go to work at the philosophy factory after you graduate? Is that is that the deal?
No. Post-graduation, I'm not really sure yet. I kind of just chose to study philosophy in school because I was always just interested in it. I was just always fascinated by the history and the stuff it teaches you. But yeah, after school, I don't really have a plan right now. I'm still really just focused on the season. Part of me wants to stick with football. Part of me wants to give back. Part of me wants to travel. So it's all stuff I got to figure out.
You got to figure out.
Yeah.
Okay. What have you been doing like on the summers while you've been in college? Have you worked anywhere in particular that's interesting?
Yeah, I've been doing a bunch of like nonprofit stuff. So this past summer, I was at the Jewish Community Center up in Allentown, And then the summer before that, I was actually in Cape Town, South Africa.
Doing
some nonprofit stuff down there.
So okay, say nonprofit stuff, were you doing? What kind of stuff were you doing?
Yeah, so basically, this summer, I was just at, I was just working the youth camps, being around all the youth.
Okay.
And then when I was in Africa, I kind of did the same thing, just like their after-school programs and just helping those kids just go through what they go through.
So let's talk about South Africa for a minute.
Okay.
What's the biggest difference? Like when you went to South Africa, what was the thing that hit you right away?
That's a great question. I would say just I don't know, just leaving the country, you meet so many different people and you realize that so many people come from so many different places. So yeah, that was really cool, just meeting people from all over the world, and everyone's bilingual. I felt like out of the loop.
Yeah.
Everyone's like talking to each other in different languages. But
yeah, because everybody knows English.
Yeah.
But you don't know their language in most cases.
Yeah, no.
And it's a little different than just Allentown people, huh?
yeah, for sure.
All right, so since you kind of took philosophy because you had a lot of interest in it, mm-hmm. what's kind of the number one course that you kind of that you've liked the most?
Ooh, I took an ancient philosophy class, so that was really cool. So that's what really got me into philosophy, like Western philosophy, Greek and Roman philosophy. So, yeah, I learned about a lot of cool people taking that class.
Neat. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so now let's talk football for a minute.
Let's go.
So what would you say is your best quality as a football player?
Ooh, another good question. I would say my best quality... obviously, I'm very fast, but I feel like what helps me out the most is like how poised I'm able to stay like on the field, especially playing defensive back. Big plays happen all the time.
They always
and
do.
That's,
yep.
Yeah, that comes with playing the position. Big plays are going to happen, but it's always about the next one. Football is a game of going back and forth, and you got to always just flush the next one and
you're
go
ready
right
for
the next
play.
Yeah,
can't think about the last one for too long. So how do you prepare during the week? So as a cornerback, you're looking at the receivers and the offense that you're. So what are you looking for?
Yeah, just pick up on tendencies and stuff. I played offense growing up, like mm-hmm. in high school, so I always felt like that gave me like a good idea of like what to look for, because like that's what kind of thinking like, oh, like how would I attack our defense, and kind of like thinking it from that way, like thinking about what offenses would do, and just study like who their guys are, who they want to go to the ball to, what makes them good, what makes them uncomfortable, stuff like that.
So do you look specifically at a guy? In other words, you play corner into the boundary more often than not.
Mm-hmm.
Do you look at that guy who plays into the boundary?
Yeah, or just the routes that come out of the boundary, or the routes that come out of the strong side. Just getting really familiar with those concepts, because mm-hmm. they're going to run them.
Absolutely. Everybody runs the same stuff over and over again.
For it, yeah.
Yep. All right, so now... favorite football memory?
Ooh. Favorite football memory. Since I've been here, I would probably say last year when we played Kutztown. I remember just because I went to high school up there, just being where I'm from, and I played pretty well that game, and that was a pretty big win for us, and I had all my family up there too, so that was a really, really
It's always good to have a big win in front of your family.
Yeah, for sure. Probably never forget that one.
Do you have a specific thing you do game day?
No, not really. I just try to keep a low profile, just trying not to talk to anybody. Like obviously I'm talking to my friends, but just trying not to like get like out of focus of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Always try to get some alone time just to think about what's about to happen and then just go out there and do it, yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, how about, I got to check my thing here. Okay. Role models. So is there a player you look at and say, that's kind of who I try to model myself after? And then also, who's your role model in life like?
Ooh. Let's see. Role player. I grew up loving watching Deion Sanders, even though he's a Dallas guy. I always loved Deion. I had a Deion jersey that was, and now just to see him.
Which Deion jersey do you have?
I had a San Fran Deion jersey.
Okay, yeah, not a Dallas one.
I would never buy
a
Dallas
good.
Jersey.
Yep.
In
okay.
LA. But yeah, probably just got me because he played both ways. I played both ways in high school, which mm-hmm. is always trying to like impact the game that way. Role models, I'll probably have to say like my grandparents too, just because they've been so influential in my life, and mm-hmm. I've learned so much from them. Just be generous, caring, always give back, always make sure everybody's okay. And yeah, I love them. They're my other half. I don't know what I would be here without them.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about favorite music?
favorite music. Recently, I've been listening to Afrobeats. I listen to a lot of African music.
Okay.
Yeah, Burna Boy, Tems.
Did you pick that up when you were in South Africa?
A little bit. I was a little familiar when I was going over there, but then, yeah, just being there and coming back, and obviously it's gotten a lot more popular here, so that's what I've been listening to recently.
All right, favorite movie?
Okay, I get made fun of this a lot, but How to Train Your Dragon is by far the best movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, 1, 2, and 3.
All three of them.
Yeah, it gets me every time, especially the first one. Yeah, if someone says it's a bad movie, they haven't watched it, or they're just a bad person.
There you go. All right, how about TV?
TV, me and my roommates right now are actually all watching Love Island, so that's keeping us busy. A lot of drama in that, so we've been watching that. And yeah, I've been watching Top Boy on Netflix too, the London Crime series.
And how about your? Who are your roommates?
So
like, who do you hang out with?
So right now I live with Mike and Luke, who play on the football team. I still live with Jamir, who played here, and then Gage, our boy Gage, is living with us. He's the fifth, but he keeps the energy alive.
All right. So what's the favorite thing you guys like to do?
I mean, we're watching Love Island right now. It's taking up most of our time. But, I mean, yeah, we just all like to hang out. It's easy to get along with all of them.
Is there a place in town you guys like?
I mean, I've lived in town for the last 2 years. We've been everywhere. I don't know if there's really...
It's a good town.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, never bored.
All right, favorite team? Football.
Oh, I'm a Birds fan.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
all right, big win yesterday.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was nice watching Dallas lose yesterday.
Absolutely. The best part about yesterday was the 49ers blowing them out.
I know. Cherry
on top. After you watch the Eagles win. All right, how about the other sports, baseball, basketball? Are you a big Philly fan, or do you like other teams?
I'm not going to say I'm a huge baseball fan. Even though the Phillies are in the playoffs right now, I'll watch them, but I can't say I've been there watching the whole series. Basketball, I'm a big Cleveland Cavaliers fan. I get a lot of stick for that, too. But it's okay. We're a lot better than the Sixers this year. And then I also watch a lot of European football, soccer, too. So
okay.
In season, it's pretty hard to keep up because we always have games on Saturdays.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if I have a Saturday morning free, it's probably
Saturday
what I'm doing.
Saturday mornings when they play. Mm-hmm. All right, now how about we're in October now, so we're coming up on Halloween.
Oh, no.
So we always ask Halloween questions. So... what has been a favorite costume of yours in the past, and what's the likely costume this year?
Yeah, I feel like Halloween's always one of those holidays where you always want to dress up and go out, but you don't really figure it out until the day or two before.
Right.
So, yeah, my costumes haven't been that great. I've been Barack Obama last year and a couple of years. I've been Chance the Rapper just because people say I look like him,
okay.
So that's always easy. But this year, me and all my roommates want to be Eminem from 8 Mile. I don't know if we're going to go through with that, but we'll see.
At least you got a thought going.
Yeah, to be determined. Yeah.
All right. Tell us something that people would be surprised to know about you.
I would say the thing that most people don't know or they surprise when they hear about me is I'm not on social media.
I'm not on social media at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram.
For a guy your age, that's definitely different than most of them.
Yeah,
most
I don't
guys.
Know. Growing up, it's just, I don't know. I was never interested. Mm-hmm. Never my thing. But I feel like, yeah, less drama, less stress, more peaceful life.
A lot less drama and stress for sure. All right. Now, what's the relationship status?
Oh, I'm single. Yeah. No girlfriend.
No girlfriend?
No.
Now, has there been one in the past or?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
But yeah,
okay.
No, not recently.
So you got a lot of things you're thinking about doing before you settle down with everything.
Yeah. Good.
All right. So we got a good win last week.
Yeah.
A little crazy at times in that game, but we got it.
Yeah.
Now we got a big game this week against Stroud at home. They're 5-1.
Yeah.
So, you know, in order to keep us going, we got to get a big win this week. So what are you thinking?
Absolutely. No, I feel good.
Yeah,
Stroud's always a good, fun game. I know a lot of the guys up there. And I know, it's going to be – I know last year was a tough one. It was a close one. And they always have the tricks and stuff. So we got to be prepared for everything. I think if we just go out there and play our game and just – I feel like start fast. I feel like we haven't started fast offensively or defensively the past how many games we played. But – I think we start fast. We play defense like we did in the second half last game. I feel like the offense got to go in the second half, too. So I feel like if we carry over that momentum, I feel like we'll come out with the win.
All right. So you've been here 5 years.
Yeah.
About to graduate and move on.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel like your experience has been?
Oh, it's been fun. I really would never thought it would have panned out the way it panned out. Obviously, coming in here as a freshman, I didn't really think I was going to be too involved, and then I just end up throwing in the fire right away. But I feel like it's been a great ride. Everyone's been in my corner. Everyone's been wanting me to exceed, and I feel like that says it all right there. I mean, obviously, I feel like I wanted to get a PSAC championship. Obviously, we wanted to win more big games, but we still got a chance to do that, and I feel like if we keep going the way we're supposed to, we'll get close.
You're an easy guy for people to be in your corner because you're such a good young man, and you got a lot of good future ahead of you. So
I try my best.
Great job, buddy. All right.
Thank you.
All right, Isaiah, good job.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, we have Billy Marlon here, who's the offensive guest for us today. So, Bill, tell the Westchester football family about yourself, your family, and where you're from, and all that kind of thing.
All right, so I went to Roman Catholic High School. I'm from Philadelphia. My family is my dad, my mom, two older sisters.
How old are the older sisters?
The one's, I think, 25.
Okay.
And the other one's about 27, I want to say.
Okay.
Somewhere around that. And my one sister, she actually just had, actually a couple months ago, but my niece. So
is that the first one?
Yes.
For your parents, first grandchild?
Yep.
That's
so they're
cool.
New grandparents.
Yep.
And then...
And what's her name? What's the niece's name?
Isla Grace.
That's my granddaughter's
name.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right.
And then my dog, Rock.
Yeah, I see the dog around all the time. Your dad brings him up to practice and everything. That's pretty neat. Your parents come? They come to all the games?
Yeah, they come to every game.
Do your sisters come?
Sometimes. They usually come to home games. Yeah. They like to come for the experience.
Yeah.
And actually, they just brought Isla for her first game.
That's cool.
For homecomings. And
does she have a Westchester?
Yeah, my mom makes her all the Westchester gear and everything.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now... Where'd you grow up in Philly?
Roxbury, Manayunk area.
Okay, so that's Roman's area normally.
Yep.
Actually, you probably could have gone to Carroll too, right?
Yeah, all those. Yeah, those, my sisters, they both went to Carroll.
They went to Carroll. Yeah, I know. When I went to Carroll 100 years ago, they were just bringing in some Roxborough kids at that time. So
A lot of the kids from the area, they either went to really Roman or Carroll.
Carroll.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's your major?
Business management.
Okay. What's the thought process?
So I've had an internship over the past 2 years doing construction project management.
Okay.
And I really am starting to like that a lot, so I think that's the path I'm going to really take.
Where was the internship?
Dan J. Keating.
Okay.
It's
near your house?
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. They're stationed in their like main offices in Narberth.
Okay.
But they do... work throughout like all Philadelphia and like the surrounding areas. They do like a lot of like historical renovation stuff.
Okay.
So the two jobs I worked on so far was Franklin Square Park, the train station, and then the Franklin Institute. So it's been a really cool experience.
That's pretty neat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now, what's been your favorite class that you've taken, either high school or college?
I would say a class I'm taking right now, it's human resource management.
Okay.
With Professor Callahan. He's just a really good professor.
So throw his name out there.
Yeah.
Try to brown nose as much as you can.
Yeah, he's a great professor and just love that class.
And I love the class.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yep.
That's really good. All right, so let's talk about your football experience. So what do you think is your best quality as a football player?
I would say either my leadership, and then for like actual abilities, I would say my pulling mm-hmm. as a guard. I think I do a good job at that.
Now, how about when you approach the game? So as you're looking at the other team, what are the things you're trying to look for?
I look for a lot of like tendencies. So first thing I'll look is their interior linemen, the moves they try to do, especially on like pass rushes and stuff, and then the stunts and blitzes and all that,
mm-hmm.
especially like per like down or whatever.
Yep. Now, what about how big are you?
About 6'4", about 325.
And pulling is one of your better things. That's pretty good for a guy who's 6'4", 325.
Yeah.
Do you have any aspirations post college?
I mean, I always get asked this, and it's kind of like, you know, always of the, I mean,
sure.
that's everybody's dream
as
a, like, you know, young kid, and, you know, I'd love to, but, you know, it's a lot of work, so it's been
Yeah, but you got a backup plan right now, and that sounds like a good plan. Yep. All right, now how about from like a role model standpoint? Is there an offensive lineman that you look at that you try to model yourself after?
Yeah, so for like actual playing, I like to watch Quentin Nelson.
Okay.
And as much as it hates for me to say, Zach Martin from the Cowboys.
Now, are both of them Notre Dame guys? Are both of them Notre Dame guys?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I know
Quentin Nelson is. And then for like inspiration, Brandon Burlesworth.
So tell me about him.
He was a walk-on at Arkansas.
Okay.
And then he ended up becoming, he was basically told like he wouldn't be able to play there or anything. Ended up walking on there and then became an All-American, then got drafted by the Colts. And,
wow.
But he ended up passing away in a car accident before he could actually play.
Wow.
There's a movie after. It's called Greater. It's a great, great movie. But it's, you know, very inspiring because he was just, you know, I think he got an offer to Arkansas Tech.
Okay.
And then he was like, no, I want to go to Arkansas and prove myself.
And he did.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great story.
Yep.
Now, how about a role model in life?
Definitely my dad, my grandfather, mm-hmm. both of them really inspired me. My dad, he's just a hard worker. Started out as a carpenter, then worked his way up to a superintendent, and, you know, it just started when he was about probably 18 and mm-hmm. worked his way up, and, you know.
So now what characteristics do you think you've taken from your dad?
Definitely his consistency and always showing up every day and, you know, kind of like a lunch pail kind of guy.
Yep. Okay. And then you got injured last year, so tell everybody what that injury was.
It was a tear of my UCL, my thumb. It tore in half, and it also took some bone off with it. So it was pretty, even though it was only intense on my hand, it was, you know, I couldn't use my thumb at all. So I got surgery on that, and it's all better now.
It's fine.
Yeah, it works perfect.
Good, good. All right, now let's talk teams. So what's your favorite teams? Are you a Philly guy?
Yeah, all Philly.
All
yep.
Philly. You grew up in Philly.
It's got to be.
So Eagles for sure.
Eagles, yep.
Yep, and how about the Phillies and
Phillies,
Sixers?
Flyers, Sixers.
The whole gamut.
Yeah, all
okay,
of them.
Good. So it's a big week for you this week.
Yep.
The Phillies playing tonight and the the big Eagles win yesterday.
Yeah,
so
huge.
A lot of fun being a Philly fan right now.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, how about favorite music?
Music, I like rock, rock and roll.
Okay.
I like Led Zeppelin a lot.
Okay.
I like Billy Joel. I'm actually going to his concert in February.
I went to Billy Joel and who did he play with? Yeah, Stevie Nicks. That's right.
Okay, yeah.
My wife's really mad that I couldn't remember Stevie Nicks. She loves Stevie Nicks. So I went to see them this past summer. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. How about favorite movie?
Favorite movie? I like the Star Wars movies a lot. Yeah. I like all of them, especially Episode 3. It's my favorite one out of all of them.
What's the name of Episode 3? What?
Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith.
Yep.
Okay. All right. How about TV?
My favorite series, probably The Sopranos.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a great series.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, who do you hang around with? Who's your roommates and everything?
So, right now, we downsized from last year, but right now it's Quentin Durr and Chris Barbera.
Okay.
But last year we had the big house. It was me, Kalen Krasley, Pat Methley, Dylan Nichols, Trey Wells, Charlie Minger, Chris Barbera.
That's a lot of pounds in that
house.
Yeah,
it was a lot.
Did you guys eat a lot?
Yeah.
I can imagine. Is there a favorite place that you guys like to go?
It's, I would say Blazing J's is our, like, we were just there yesterday. That's why it came to mind, but it's a chicken sandwich shop in town.
That's your go-to place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. So now, how about, what the heck was the next thing I was going to ask you? Tell me something about you that people would be surprised to hear.
When I first came into Westchester, I was a computer science major.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the reason for that?
I was I did a lot of coding in high school, and I was actually pretty good at it. I like to do stuff with computers a lot. I actually built my own.
You did?
Yeah, computer.
There you go. There's something people would be surprised to hear.
But then when I got in here, started taking the classes, it was like, just way too much with football. Stuff. Yeah, it was like another. It was like playing another sport. Yeah. There was so much to do. A lot of work. Yeah, so I made the switch.
Good. All right. Now, how about favorite football memory?
I would have to say probably my senior year of high school. That whole season was very memorable because the year before we went 0-11, and then we came back and had a 500 team, and we had some pretty memorable games that year. First game of the year against Pope John Paul, it was the biggest comeback in school history.
Wow.
I think we were down maybe 27 or it might have been 32-0 at halftime and came back and won.
Wow.
And then
who was your high school coach?
Rick Preet.
Rick Preet. Yeah. He's still there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then it was the first year we ever beat Wood.
Wow.
Yeah, it was the first time we beat Wood in program history too. So that was a great game too.
A lot of good memories
there.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, relationship status.
I'm taken in a relationship.
And what's her name?
Hannah.
Hannah.
Yep.
I seen the picture of you on Facebook. You guys.
Yep.
And how long has she been dating her?
A little over 2 years now.
Is she from Westchester or from hometown?
I met her in Westchester.
Okay.
She's from Hatboro.
Okay.
Yep.
But she goes to school here too?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What's her major?
She just changed it to marketing.
Okay.
Yeah. But she wants to do like real estate and stuff like that.
Good.
Yeah.
So always good to have somebody who can make money that you guys buy a nice house and do all that kind of thing.
Yep.
All right, Billy. All right. Big week this week. So we got a good win last week.
Yep.
But now we got a really tough team coming in. What are you thinking?
I'm ready. I mean, we got the home crowd. I mean, it's going to probably be a packed game again since we've been winning at home. And I hope we continue to win at home.
Yeah.
Because it's, great feeling.
We can take this one. We're right in the mix. We're right there, ready to go.
Yep.
So big game for us this weekend.
Yes.
All right, Bill.
All right.
Okay, buddy. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. We're here with Ayub. Say your last name.
Dale.
Dale. Ayub Dale, who is our defensive star of the game here. Had a couple sacks this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And Ayub, let's start out by introducing yourself to the Westchester family. Tell us a little bit about where you're from, your family, and all that kind of thing.
All right, I'm Ayub Dale. I'm from Easton, PA. I got a younger brother and three older sisters, so I'm right in the middle. Love my family. I'm a big family guy. So
your three older sisters, how old are they?
38. The one just turned 32 and 27.
So are any of them married?
No. The youngest one has a boyfriend. They live together.
Okay.
So.
Any nieces or nephews or anything?
Yeah, I do have nieces and nephews.
There you go.
Yeah.
How many?
Let's see. I got three nieces.
Okay.
And three nephews.
Yeah. All right. That's pretty cool. And mom and dad?
Mom and dad. Love them to death, man. They're married.
They come to every game, right?
Every game.
I see them all the time. Yeah. They love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. So do your sisters come to the games?
They came to the Gannon game.
To the Gannon game?
Yeah, they came to that game. You know, they have their own kids. They all play sports. So they got. But
Did the nieces and nephews come?
They did. They made the trip too.
That's pretty cool. All right, what's your major?
Right now, health. But I do have a degree in criminal justice.
So you got your degree in criminal justice at IUP.
Mm-hmm.
Then you came here for a second major, which is health.
Yeah.
All right, so what's your thought process when you graduate? Well, when you leave, basically?
I wish I knew. I'm still trying to figure it out. My mom's trying to help. My girlfriend's trying to help. But, you know, I'm...
But is it going to be somewhere in criminal justice, you think, or?
Maybe. I've thought about coaching. I've thought about maybe trying to continue playing. I don't know. We'll see what happens with my body.
So you got a little bit of time to figure that out.
Yeah. It's winding down. It's coming
down.
Quick,
sure,
but
is.
I got to definitely figure it out soon.
Okay. All right. Now, how about the favorite courses you've taken either in high school or college?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I was big on history in high school. I loved history.
Yeah.
Even now, I like history. Just learning about what happened back in the days.
So what? Any particular history course that you liked?
It could be anything.
Yeah.
Anything. Government.
Yeah. So you just love reading about history and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, how about football-wise? So tell everybody how big you are.
6 foot on a good day, and 290.
At 290.
Yeah.
And you play nose guard, basically D tackle, nose guard. Mm. So from a football preparation standpoint, what are you looking at each week?
Tendencies. I'll look at the guys I'm going against. I watch first and second down, see what they like to do. You know, if they got a tight end lined up here and a running back here, what plays they like. And mm-hmm. I'll look at their splits, how they shoot their hands on the pass rush, what moves. That'll dictate what moves I'll try mm-hmm. to use on them, things like that.
And then do you prepare any particular way, either during the week or on game day? Is there something you do specifically?
The day before every game, I take a bath, like a hot bath with Epsom salt.
Okay.
I don't know why, I just do.
But you've been doing that for a long time?
I started that last season.
Okay.
And I felt like it worked. My mm-hmm. legs felt looser. But, so I just stuck with it.
So you take a bath the day before the game. How yeah. about day of game? Anything in particular you do?
Not really.
Okay. So no superstitions or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about what do you think is your best quality as a football player?
I would like to consider myself football smart, and mm-hmm. I'm very technique sound.
You recognize things, and yeah. you can kind of see how they're trying to
yeah,
attack you.
Yeah, I'm just super good with just technique wise. I just always try to make sure my technique is right. You know, I'm not the biggest guy, so I gotta make sure I gotta be on point technique wise.
Yeah. Now, how about role model? Anybody that you kind of model yourself after as a football player?
Not necessarily. I like D-line play as a whole. It doesn't yeah. matter who you play for. You probably know I'm a Cowboys fan, but I love Jalen Carter. Like I watch Jalen Carter all the time. He's amazing.
He's got a good future.
And then last year you guys had Hargrave, who I'm a big fan of.
Yeah.
He's with the Niners now. He terrorized us yesterday.
Yes, he did.
But yeah, obviously Aaron Donald's a big name.
Yep.
But I just love D-line play.
So you watch them all.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of being a Dallas fan, so that's your team, right? That's your NFL team.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be really sad right now how bad you guys are.
Oh, it's man. Like,
especially in Eagles town, it's really hard to be a Dallas fan.
I was just telling my girlfriend, I don't want to go to practice tomorrow.
Yeah, you're definitely going to hear it tomorrow
hear from
sure.
Everybody.
All right, what's your favorite music?
I listen to rap music. That's mm-hmm. kind of.
Any particular artist you like the best?
Not really.
Okay. Just rap music in general.
Sometimes I'll listen to R&B before the game. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of mellows me out. But
yeah. All right. How about movie?
Favorite movie? The Avengers movies. Like, all of them.
The whole series.
Yep. I'm a big comic nerd. I like all that stuff.
So, now, the last one that came out that had, like, every Avenger in
yeah.
it, was that what you like? Was that, like...
I loved it. I thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah. I watched it on the bus last year. I couldn't figure out what the heck was going on. Because I don't watch them that often, but there was like a million different guys getting killed and all that kind of thing. So, all right. How about TV show?
TV show. I don't really watch much TV. I'm not sure what the last show was that I watched. A good one that I watched and I'll probably rewatch soon is The Punisher.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a great show.
Yeah. Now, who do you hang out with on the team?
D-line. Literally everybody on the D-line. Yeah.
Do you guys go out and eat anywhere in particular?
We haven't. We have talked about it, but mm-hmm. we haven't.
But you guys hang out together a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, how about, let me see. Dallas is your football team.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your second football team? Are the Eagles in there anywhere?
I don't have a second football team.
Okay.
I'm just
all right. How about basketball, baseball, the rest of it?
I'm a Lakers fan.
Mm-hmm.
Like growing up, Kobe Bryant was my favorite player.
Okay.
So I'm a Lakers fan. Baseball,
so
I'm not.
You a LeBron fan now?
I do like LeBron. Yeah.
Okay. And baseball?
I don't really watch much baseball.
Okay.
I claimed that as a Yankees fan when I was super young, I got a Derek Jeter jersey uh-huh. from a garage sale. And I was like, didn't even watch baseball. I was like, I'll be a Yankees fan. I can't even fit the jersey anymore. I sold it. So
All right. So here you go. Cowboys, Lakers, Yankees. That kind of looks like a front runner.
No, I don't watch. I don't cheer for the Yankees. Like when the Phillies, I'll cheer for the Phillies. I don't watch baseball.
There you go. Cheer for the Phillies.
I'm not big into it.
We got a good game tonight for us to
okay.
cheer for.
I'll check in on that.
All right. Tell us something that people would be surprised to hear about you.
I hate bugs. Like, I can't stand, especially spiders.
Came in here right now, you would be out of here.
Funny enough, there was a spider in my house yesterday, and my girlfriend killed it. Like, I was – I'm not even joking. I was like, I'm not going near that.
All right, favorite football memory?
My first offer to play college football.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know a lot of guys talk about, you know, because that's kind of their goal is to try to get a scholarship somewhere. And when somebody offers them something, it's like, wow.
Yeah, it just – that felt amazing. That might just be the best memory I have.
Yeah. All right. Now, you've mentioned her a couple times. So, you're obviously – you have in a relationship. And what's her name?
Her name's Rodea.
And where is she from, around here?
She's from around Easton, Phillipsburg.
Okay. So, you met her in high school or
– I met her, like, last year. Like, actually, I met her in, like, 2021.
Okay.
And then we didn't really start dating until last year.
So, you've been dating her for about a year.
Yeah.
Okay. And – that's going pretty good, I'm guessing.
Yeah. She's killing spiders for me.
She's killing spiders for you. That's huge. All right. We got a big game this week after a nice game last week. She had a couple sacks last week.
Mm-hmm.
And the one I thought you almost broke his.
Yeah. No, he kind of
over backwards.
He kind of screamed a little bit. Like when I hit him, I thought he was hurt.
But. Yeah. Because when you hit him, he went.
Yeah.
He kind of bent sideways or something. Yeah. So, but a big, big week this week now. We're playing East Stroudsburg. Good team, 5-1. Yeah, we're 4-2. We got to kind of put them out of the way and move ourselves up there. How you feeling?
I feel great. Defense, we played great. Offense looked good too. You guys can, I think we can score.
Yeah.
You know, once we put it all together, I think we'll be super hard to beat.
I think we're so close to putting it all together.
Yeah.
And once we kind of get that taken care of and take that next step, I really feel like we're going to go on a roll.
Yeah.
But we got to take that next step and get there. But this is a big one this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All right, pal. Good job.
Thank you.
All right, AD.
All right, so East Stroudsburg. It's a home game. What are your thoughts going in?
Well, they're 5-1, and they've scored a bunch of points. Stroud has had history since I've been here, especially early in our rivalry when I was here. High-scoring games. Both teams just, putting points on the board. We've had a pretty good rivalry over the years, and they're putting points on the board right now. They're playing pretty well on the offensive side of the ball. They've done a good job defensively, and they're 5-1. They've only lost to Kutztown, who's basically leading the league right now. So going to be a really tough opponent. We need to play. We need to keep getting better. We played a good second half Saturday. We need to build off of that. We need to play a full game. Every piece of it. We can't turn the ball over. We only really turned the ball over, I think, right at the end of the half there. So that helped us a lot. And we turned the ball over to our offense, which we hadn't been doing. So, again, they're the kind of steps that we need to take, those where we get – where we out turnover the other team. Okay, so so if we can keep doing that, play a little bit better defense, keep getting better defensively, get Coop kind of settled in, get Ethan settled in, so the two of them guys start playing as good as they can play. I mean, they're good players. We just got to keep them, moving in that right direction. It's going to be a tough game, but it's huge for us because if we can come out of this thing with a win, we kind of have everything sitting right there in front of us. So, but this is the one we got to really get in order to get to the point where we have everything sitting in front of us.
Are there any key players of theirs that you're kind of like to be?
Well, the quarterback
for?
Has played well lately, and he's run with the football. And they have a very, very good defensive lineman who is a prospect, a legit pro prospect, who has given us issues in the past. And they'll play. They play do a lot of different stuff up front defensively to try to confuse you. Again, if we go fast, then that helps that with that a little bit. And they're at the running back leads the league in rushing. So they're, offensively they've got some weapons. So we got to really, we got to play good defense, but we also got to try to keep them off the field, and we're going to score with them. So we got to the whole kick and field goals rather than touchdown thing, that this is a game where that becomes an issue. So we may have to go for some things on fourth down to make sure we're getting points on the board.
Do you have any other last thoughts?
It's a big game. I mean, This is one of those can make your season if you play well and get this win. And that's the way we're approaching it. This is a huge game for us.
All right. So let's talk about some of these Philly sports happening right okay. now. Yeah, I guess let's go with the Eagles. I believe they're the Jets this week.
Yeah, so my son-in-law is a Jets fan. But I think he's a closet Eagles fan, too. I think he's a Jets fan because he has to be a Jets fan. But I think his second team is the Eagles. My granddaughters all had Eagles shirts on this past weekend. We had a little birthday dinner for my wife and my grandson. So everybody had Eagles gear on except for my son-in-law, who wears Jets shirt because the Jets were playing at the same time. So now this is the Eagles-Jets, inter-family fight now. The in-laws are all Jets fans. So this is a lot of pride going for us for the Eagles to win this game within our family. But I believe the Eagles are going to have an easy time up. And if Aaron Rodgers was there, that would be it would make the game that much more fun. But I think the Eagles are playing right now, especially their defense is playing such a – their front is so good. And they got such good receivers. It's hard to pick against the Eagles right now.
Yeah.
Until the Eagles 49ers NFC championship game, I think that would be the only place right now where you might say the Eagles are underdogs. But it's – and, of course – as good as the Eagles win was Sunday, watching Dallas get blown out by the 49ers was just a topper to the entire weekend. Yeah. So you had a Phillies win, an Eagles win, a Westchester win, and a Dallas crushing defeat. How could it not be a better weekend for Philadelphia fans?
So what's going to be your guess for the final score for the Jets game?
All right, we're going to get in the 30s. So I'm going to say 34. They're not going to get past 20. So 34-17.
All right. Well, who, the Phillies are doing good. Who would you hope to see for the World Series?
Not Houston.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I Houston worries me just like last year. Their pitching is so deep that you got to worry. And their lineup, like 1-9, is like the Phillies lineup, 1-9. Everybody can hit a home run. It's a tough lineup. So I'd rather not see Houston. Of the other choices, so who else do we have going?
Yeah, the Orioles.
The Orioles and Texas. I'll take Texas.
Uh-huh.
I'll take Texas. I think they're going to probably beat the Orioles now that they're up 2-0. I know. Jim's dying over there. and I really think that Texas will beat Houston if it comes to Texas-Houston thing. So I'm going – that's Phillies-Texas – in the World Series, Phillies with a six-game win in the World Series.
Okay,
at home.
All right. Well,
I love my predictions. None of them ever come true, but I love making them.
I think that's it for Philly sports, and I think that's it for Inside the Huddle. Thank you all for listening.
Art, the kids are great, man. How about Isaiah down in South Africa? And it's amazing what the kids do. Yeah. So. Great experience they have here at Westchester.
All right. Yeah. Thank you for listening.